Welcome into the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. I'm J.P. Shadrick, and today is Thursday, February 16th. And this is a look around the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. We're back at it. I've been down the last couple of weeks after a small surgical procedure, but I'm rolling now, and getting older is painful. But plenty to get to today. The Jags have signed their first pending free agent of this offseason. Defensive tackle Avery Jones inked a four-year deal Wednesday just before noon, and outside media reports have that deal valued at $16 million over 4 years. And for Jones, a guy who would have garnered some interest on the open market, this made a lot of sense for him personally.
There was nowhere else I wanted to be, so it really meant a lot to me when Jags reached out and said, we want to hurry up and get this done early. So as soon as they said that, I jumped right on it, and I was ready to get the paper signed. To me, I feel like the team is going to move forward. I mean, I feel like last year was a fluke. We had too much talent to have that type of record. I think everyone's going to come in this year seeing as that year should have never happened, and we're going to, you know, repay the city for what they wanted.
Well, the money might not last. He said his first purchase was going to be a pickup truck. You can take the guy out of Georgia, but not the Georgia out of the guy. And he recently got engaged. Good luck holding on to the extra cash. It's well deserved for a player who came into the league with the Jaguars undrafted out of the University of Georgia. He played his initial three-year deal and then signed his tender as a restricted free agent to play last season. And now a four-year deal for a guy who played at a high level anyway, but really stepped up his play when Roy Miller went down for the season with an injury last year. The Jags run defense didn't really miss a beat after that. Does that mean Roy Miller is done? That's a very popular question among Jags fans on social media recently. Well, I'm going to guess no. Both guys are still quite valuable, and you can use Miller on first and second down, while Avery could be your third down big guy if you need one. They can rotate in. So I think both of those guys will still be around. Congrats to Avery Jones on the deal, and check out our full visit with him on Jaguars.com. Another signing on Wednesday, wide receiver Aurelius Benn. Remember, he scored the game-winning touchdown in the Bears game last season, which was voted the third best play of the season on the Jaguars.com top 10 plays list from last year. That play was posted yesterday on the team website. That was his first touchdown in the league since 2011, and it's a testament to his perseverance to battle through injuries for parts of four seasons. He's bounced around the league a bit, and he's finally found a home here in Jacksonville. He's a great special teams player as well, and it's good to have Aurelius Benn around in the building for a while to come. A couple of deadlines on pending free agents have come and gone. The Jaguars announced yesterday that quarterback Chad Henne will be back in 2017. There was a midnight deadline for a one-year option, but the team signed Henne to a new deal instead. He brings stability to the quarterback room. He's a guy that started in the league, of course, down in Miami before and even here in Jacksonville. And in a pinch, can come in and keep the offense intact if anything were to happen to Bortles. Now, all that said, there are still plenty of questions about another quarterback coming in for competition. Those questions will remain until something happens. And as Tom Coughlin said at his introductory press conference, we're going to keep that internal. So let the speculation continue there and stay tuned. The new league year starts March 9th with the start of free agency. The other midnight deadline was for the Jaguars to take the four-year option for left tackle Kelvin Beachum. That deadline passed, so Beachum will be an unrestricted free agent March 9th. Do the Jags want to restructure something for him? That could be up in the air. The length of the option might have been the concern, especially when Beachum struggled to play through the repaired knee. You know, he fought it out every game, but it was a clear struggle for him at times. Here's what Kelvin Beachum said on an earlier J.P. Shadrick podcast back in December about wanting to stay in this town. You want to be back, right? This is a place you want to be?
Anybody does. I mean, this is the best case scenario, you know. And then you also have to consider the worst case scenario. You never know how things play out in the National Football League. You don't know what's going on, what's going to happen after the season. I mean, that's just business. All you can do is control what you can control. And right now, all I control is being there to show up on Sunday and find a way to make sure that Blake stays upright.
The Jaguars have exclusive negotiating rights through the start of free agency and no other clear options for the position at the moment. So don't be surprised to see some kind of restructuring, shortening. Stay tuned on that one as well. Yesterday, we caught up with cornerback Aaron Colvin on Jaguars.com Live. It was a great visit on the set with the corner going into his fourth NFL season. It doesn't seem like that long, but it is. It's a big year for him going into a contract year. Remember, He's missed a lot of games in his first three seasons. His rookie year, the ACL repair from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, cost him 10 games. And he played nearly a full season in 2015, 15 games that year. And he showed flashes of why he was considered a first-round talent before the knee injury. Last season, he had a four-game suspension, and that held him out early. Then he was placed on injured reserve with an ankle injury at the end of the season. And now entering the fourth year of his rookie deal, staying on the field is the main focus.
When you're playing injured or when you're banged up, it's hard to play at a high level, and especially when you have so many talented athletes and people that can play at a high level. So people don't know, but you know, once you get hurt, especially during the season, it's hard to fully recover because you have a game every single week. So a lot of guys play injured the whole year, and people don't know. People may think they're underperforming, but they could just be dealing with a certain injury, and that's really hard to deal with. Coming into the league, I had an unfortunate situation, which I really couldn't control, but the following year and my third year this past year, I'm starting to learn how to take care of my body and the things that I need to do personally, because everybody's different. And I'm starting to figure out what I need to do in order to stay on the field longer.
There are questions around the future of other players in this Jaguars secondary still being around in 2017. Jonathan Cyprian is one of those. He hits free agency March 9th. And will the Jaguars be players in what could be a fairly lucrative market for him? We'll see. Prince Amukamara played last year on a one-year deal, so will the Jags go for more with Prince? The next few weeks will be key in a few areas, certainly the secondary and those two guys especially. Coming up this weekend at Everbank Field, Monster Jam featuring Gravedigger, Raisin Kane, Max D, Wildflower, and more. 2 days this year for the first time, Saturday and Sunday. It's always a sellout in the past for one night. Should be an interesting Saturday and Sunday here at Everbank Field. Also, Jaguars.com coverage of the NFL Scouting Combine starts in a couple of weeks. We'll have shows from Radio Row each day starting March 1st. So check out the team website for inside access to the process of going through the best draft-eligible players in the 2017 draft class. It's always a good time in Indianapolis. We always hear from some of the top media folks in the league as well that week. Coming up tonight, Jaguars Thursday Radio from 6 to 7 on 1010XL Radio in Jacksonville, but also video streamed on Jaguars.com and the Jaguars app. A full house this week with Jeff Lagerman and Tony Vaselli. As always, a special thanks to Jaguars Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato, and thanks to you for listening to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.